wake up with you next to me.
Kid Tone wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Friday morning on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Smile FM as we take you towards a weekend. It's going to be such a liquor weekend. And we don't want to skip Saturday to get to Sunday to the car show at Killarney, because Saturday is a very important day. It marks the 10th anniversary of the JP21 Foundation, a foundation that is rooted in Cape Town on the back end of an incredible career, a stellar career for Brand South Africa on the cricket field, and now paving a way at a grassroots level for the next JP Duamanis. Ladies and gents, JP Duamani, and of course a man responsible for looking after the foundation while JP spends a lot of his time abroad. Jermaine Klutzer, lovely to have you here as well. Both of you gents, how's it?
How's it, Ryan? Jermaine Klutzer, eh? No, Klutzer.
Well, Klutzer. Sorry, Jermaine.
Just do with it what you want, please.
Now, I've known the both of you for a very long time, and you've both got massive hearts. JP, you've really got this incredible connection with all people. You and I were on a stage the other day with a lot of festive people.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, and it was lekker to be there. But you've got a dynamic way in which your heart has called you to give back to kids in the Western Cape. And if people don't know the foundation, if you could explain a little bit, either one of you, where that love came from and that passion to give back, and then the celebration that is tomorrow night, which we'll get to, 10 years.
Man, it starts with my dad, really. You know, planting the seed of getting opportunities in life. And, you know, you think about your parents, they've made so many sacrifices. And, you know, he always spoke to me at a young age already, as a teenager, what are you going to do with the opportunities to give back to other people? And that's where that seed was planted. And in 2015, we got this opportunity to really put some roots down in Mitchells Plain. That's where I grew up. And we started with 22 schools. And you think about cricket in itself was a dying format in the sporting code, particularly in this community.
Sure.
And we, like I said, we started with 22 schools, and we just relived or just revived the game of cricket. And you know, you were there for the opening.
I emceed that opening.
Yeah, you did. So that was a great starting point for us to get the ball rolling again. We got great buy-in from the schools of the community,
yeah.
And now we've grown to 32. But it's just seeing smiles on faces every single day of these young kids coming to school with great ambition, knowing what they're going to be doing after school, playing the sport that they love. We know that the game of cricket just gives you so much, and it teaches you so much.
Sure.
Great character, integrity, sacrifice, hard work. You know, Jermaine obviously runs the program.
Yes.
And he can speak into the nuts and bolts of it. I'm generally just the face of it, isn't
it? And Jermaine, you do a sterling job, because it's a holistic approach. It's not just about the sports side and the cricket side of looking at these kids, but where they come from, what they do after school, during school, the friends they have, the families they come from.
Yeah.
The needs of those families.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. It's quite organic in terms of what the program does for the people there. You know, I've heard some horrific stories of, you know, for the family's backgrounds, they, you know, what they go through. I mean, we had a kid, 13-year-old boy, Mikle, who died tragically in a gang fight. And he was one of our standout cricketers. So it's these stories that, you know, we hear kids that fall prey to gangsterism and drug abuse. Kids in our program. You know, so we're certainly aware of the surroundings. You know, we're not going to fix everybody.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just the small things. Like, kids would say this was their best day ever on the cricket field, right? It's the message of hope and aspirations and things like that. It's quite important when kids go out and play on Newlands, you know, at our cricket festivals. For them, that is magic moments. You know, it's not just cricket. Yeah,
yeah.
We support them through providing meals, transport. You know, cricket access means facilities. It means coaching. It means umpiring and equipment. And these are all the things over the last 10 years, with the help with our partners in Corporate South Africa, we've been managed to do that investment of over a million rand of facilities and equipment.
I want to talk a little bit about that investment, because what I always find alarming is that we often want to fix problems elsewhere in the world. We've got problems on our doorstep here, and then we go, okay, cap in hand to go beg corporates to get involved and make a change and make a difference. Mm. So to all those corporates that have helped JP21 Foundation and been a part of the journey for the last 10 years, we salute you, we celebrate you, we'll do that tomorrow. But we also want to plead to those corporates listening. You know, you always want to make a difference. You want to do something. You want to believe in making a change in communities. Here's an opportunity for you, a golden opportunity to invest in something that's tangible, something that's real, something that's changing lives. Don't make it so hard for these organizations to reach out and ask you help for your help. Reach out. I just said JP21 Foundation again and again and again. And here's a foundation getting their hands dirty to make a difference. And the question and challenge is, what are you doing?
I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.